The nonprofit arts organization Dancing Ground's 6th annual Dance for Social Change Festival kicks off virtually via Zoom today and runs through Friday, featuring a panel discussion with local leaders, dance workshops, and the film premiere of an original performance piece which examines gentrification through poetry, dance, and music. Dancing Ground's youth programs manager Randall Rosenberg joins us by phone. Hello, Randall. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you doing, Diane?
Well, too. Glad you're safe.
Glad you are, too.
Thank you. This festival was originally slated for the Contemporary Arts Center before the pandemic upended things. How challenging was it for you to push through and present the festival virtually?
It was a big challenge. The kids have been producing the work for this performance since September. This was probably one of the biggest performances we had planned with the kids. We had to take all of their work and figure out the best way to make it so none of the content is lost, and none of the feeling and emotion behind the piece was lost. But of course, rounding up high school students that are all around the city, stuck at home, to do this was incredibly challenging. Luckily, we have a great team. Program coordinators, Shanice Holmes and Jessica Eugene, have been working constantly with the kids to create content in very, very creative ways so the kids can actually get out what they want to say about New Orleans and the gentrification that's happening here in New Orleans, as well as what's going on now with COVID-19 and the ways they think that the coronavirus will affect gentrification in New Orleans going forward.
What can we look forward to in this festival, beginning with tonight's panel discussion? What will be the focus and who will we hear from?
Tonight's panel will be called The New Normal, and it's a discussion on gentrification, COVID-19, and how it's affecting New Orleans today. It will be moderated by Frederick Dalhousie of Ashe Cultural Arts Center, and its panelists include Councilmember Kristen Palmer, Dr. Kimberly Richards of the People's Institute for Survival and Beyond, Shana M. Griffin of Punctuate, and DG Uprising Company Manager Akila Tony. This will be our second year actually discussing the topic of gentrification and Dance for Social Change. Last year, our students kind of focused specifically on how they saw the new changes in the city. And this year, we're taking it a step further to talk about what they want to see in the future. So a lot of our conversations will be focused on the action that needs to take place from here on out, both from our city leaders and community leaders, but also hearing from the kids directly and understanding that they're the ones that are going to be living here. And this is their city, too. So their opinions matter.
Who are these young people that make up Dancing Grounds?
The young people in this particular group are our DG Uprising group, high school students from schools all over the city, the majority of which have been brought up through our programs. A lot of them came into our summer camp programs and our junior and senior company programs and have been in our programs long enough to transition to this high school program. We also do open enrollment around the city, so the program is free for anyone who wants to join. This year we had a cohort of 20 students that met once a week on Saturday for 3 hours with program coordinators.
These young people will premiere an original work. It's a film of a performance piece that takes on gentrification. How are they exploring the topic?
Yes, the piece is called Solastalgia, and the title was picked by our students. Solastalgia is a noun, and it means a form of homesickness one gets when one is still at home, but the environment has changed. So meeting weekly, they would have discussions about New Orleans and gentrification in the city. And the collective opinion that the kids kind of came up with is that this new New Orleans is different than the New Orleans they grew up in. There's corner stores that used to be around that aren't there anymore. The names of the schools that they're used to and that they look forward to going to are now charter schools under different names. Even their parents and their family members that have been here discuss how New Orleans used to be versus how it is now. And the people who live in their neighborhoods are changing, and they see this daily. So I think a lot of times when this conversation is brought up, we talk about what's happening to the kids, but not necessarily what they think about it.
And they're telling this story through music and dance and poetry?
Yes. The entire piece, due to social distancing, was recorded from the students' phones. We also were able to work with musician Spirit McIntyre on the piece. They contributed the sound, as well as had a lot of support from our educational partners, specifically Junebug Productions and the People's Institute of Survival and Beyond.
And what else is on tap?
From Tuesday to Thursday, Dancing Grounds will be hosting NOLA Rooted dance classes. So these classes will be dance classes that happen at 7 p.m. on Zoom that are led by New Orleans natives. On Tuesday, we have Jasmine Fancy. On Wednesday, we have Catherine Caldwell. And on Thursday, we have Naila Smith that will be teaching. These classes are free and open to anyone who wants to join.
What is your vision, Randall, for the future of performing arts as we adjust to a new normal way of life?
I feel like just because we have to be apart, that doesn't mean that we cannot create together. This is a great example of how a group of young students wanted to get their art out there and did whatever was possible to do it. Art helps people work through these hard times, and I think it's important that as creatives, we're not only doing our best to create, but we're inspiring the next generation to continue to create.
Randall Rosenberg, Dancing Grounds Youth Programs Manager. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much for having me, Diane.
City for sale! City for sale, folks! Culturally beautiful city with a big part in tourism industry. City for sale! City for sale, folks! Hot city! Come and get it! Come and get it! Come and get it! We can make space for you. We raise property values. We push out the locals. We push out the poor. We push out the black. Come and watch this new spectacle. We offer you the new minstrel.
Dancing Grounds Virtual Dance for Social Change Festival kicks off tonight and runs through Friday. All events are free, but you must pre-register at Dancing Grounds, dancingrounds.org, to receive a link to the festival's activities. This is New Orleans Public Radio.